Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday version of Feedback. Phone number 715-845-2155. All right, let's talk a little bit about the movies, if you don't mind, for just a couple minutes, and influence. Tom was the one that brought it to my attention yesterday that there seemed to be some scuttlebutt about the movie, the Lego movie. Remember, he was let me know that, I think you said it was on Fox, that the Fox and Friends talking
heads? There were a couple of posts on social media. Mm-hmm. There was a segment on one of the Fox shows where they were taking the Lego movie to task for demonizing rich people.
Do you have access to some specific, because, you know, in the light of research, of course, I went to see the Lego movie.
Yes, research, right.
Uh-huh. Okay, let me be honest. My kid wanted to go see it. Her best friend wanted to go see it. So the whole family, we packed up the family and went to the movies to see the Lego movie, which, by the way, when you go see a movie, and especially in 3D, because they gouge you for a couple, three extra bucks per ticket for the 3D experience, it's brutally expensive. It was like $75 for four of us to get into the movie and to get, popcorn and some drinks and that kind of stuff. It was about $75 just for four people, two adults, two kids, to go see a movie. And I'm not complaining. I mean, it is what it is. But
One of the characters is named President Business.
Yes. Now, he
is based on Mitt Romney, according to what I'm reading here.
Okay. That's interesting, because here it is. President Business is the leader of the Lego world. All right?
Uh-huh.
President Business, depending on which form you look at him, he either looks like Loki or Mitt Romney. Yeah, there's some resemblance. Now, President Business controls all of the Lego world. How he got there, I don't want to be a, spoiler alert, but he controls. And his thing is, everything has to be done exactly the same way at exactly the same time. Everybody does what they have been told is their job to do.
Uh-huh.
And in order to get everybody to do everything in the right way, they play this insidious song. Everything is happy, or everything is awesome, as the name of the song, and it's propaganda. It is how people are controlled during the day and told everything. That's how you do it. Everybody does it the same way, all at the same time. Now, what that says to me is government intrusion. The government is telling you what your job is, when you will do it, how you will do it. Oh, and by the way, if you deviate from the handbook that's given to you, you're put to sleep. That's nice and calm, isn't it?
Hmm.
Now, I, watching this and what I remember of it, keep in mind, I went to this thinking, it's a kid's movie.
Right. It's a 100-minute commercial for Lego toys, basically, is what it is.
Pretty much. Now, you want to know what the most insidious aspect of the whole thing was?
Hmm.
You really want to know?
Okay.
Allow me to tell you or play for you what the most insidious aspect of the movie is.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dreams.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Auto-tune, who is that?
Everything is better
when Tegan and... Tegan and Sarah.
Yes, Tegan and Sarah. Everything is awesome when you're part of a team. Well, Charles Payne is the guy on Fox. He's one of their business analysts,
mm-hmm.
and he was doing an interview, doing a piece on Fox, and he says that the Lego movie is part of Hollywood's indoctrinating of our children with a dangerous anti-big business message. He says that he even compares the movie to It's a Wonderful Life, and suggested that in the Jimmy Stewart classic It's a Wonderful Life, Mr. Potter should have been the antagonist, or should have been the protagonist. Mr. Potter, the evil banker, should have been the hero in It's a Wonderful Life.
Huh. I'm going to have to say I don't see it this way. Now, this is my point. All right, this is the point that I'm going to bring to this, and the reason we're having this discussion about the Lego movie. I saw it, if there was anything that you could bring out of it, I saw it that it was anti-government control. The heroes of the movie, Emmett and his friends, which includes some of the superheroes, Batman and others.
A Lego version of Batman?
Oh, yeah. I'm Batman.
He talks like that too?
Of course.
Jeez. Ah,
of course.
So Batman now, from now until eternity, will have to talk like Christian
yes,
Bale?
I'm Batman.
All right.
I have a sore throat, but you wouldn't know.
I'm trying to hide my real voice.
Jen, make sure you wash my pajamas. Anyway, so the situation is that the heroes, Emmett and the others, they are fighting so that Lego World, Lego Land, is returned to a world of spontaneity, where the builders can build anything they want, anywhere they want, anytime they want, and it is creative. It has entrepreneurship. There is a newness, a creativity, an individual responsibility, as it were. That's what I came across with it.
Uh-huh.
All right? So the reason I bring this up is this. If you are going into an entertainment venue, and you are looking for the socialist, anti-establishment type of thing, if you're looking for anti-constitutional messages, if you're looking for the communist, everything, you know, everyone according to their need from all according, all that, if you're looking for this when you go into something, well, you're going to find it. If you're looking for a positive message when you go into something, guess what? You're going to find that as well. Now, even with Dinesh D'Souza's film, Obama 2016, I guarantee you, Tom, if you went in there with the mindset of, I'm going to find something pro-Obama, pro-big government, I guarantee you, you would have found it. You would have found something to come out of there and say, see, this film in this particular scene is saying this is good. You would have been able to do it.
Well, what grates me about this is you've got these hosts on Fox, Charles Payne, and I think Monica Crowley was the other one, basically claiming that this commercial that is supposed to make you want to go out and buy more Lego toys is somehow anti-capitalistic. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, that's a very good point. Because you are encouraged to buy Legos.
Oh, gee, what a shocker. What are the commercials before and after, I would imagine.
Well, I don't know about after. I mean, I'm one of those weirdos that stay.
Get out?
No. I watch till the credits are over.
Is that right?
I because you never know when there's going to be a little something-something at the end of the film.
Plus, the line in the bathroom is shorter once the credits have all rolled.
I'm also one of these nerds where I was looking at it going, okay, was all of this stop-action animation? Was there computer graphics used? Was it a blending? Oh, and there's also live action. Will Ferrell is in this.
Well, he does the voice of President Business,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. And when you want to seek, you know, a leftist slant to it, a socialist slant or a progressive slant, you can't, you know, if you look to Will Ferrell, you're going to find.
Really?
Oh, Will Ferrell's a huge leftist. He's just a raging
Obama supporter. I've never really liked many of Will Ferrell's movies, and I guess I've never seen many of his characters as being taking any kind of political stance. They've just been stupid and silly.
Well, there's a direct correlation there, Tom.
Please, just stop.
I understand what.
Yeah.
But yeah, Will Ferrell's a big leftist, big Hollywood liberal, and I wasn't surprised to hear that. And maybe that's part of why there's some flack here. But I truly believe that what you are seeking, that which dwells in your heart, that's what you're going to find predominantly.
Did your daughter and her friend walk out of the movie and say, boy, is big business evil. I never want to deal with them again.
No, they walked out of the theater going, everything is awesome.
Singing Tegan and Sarah.
Yes.
Right.
To which I locked them in a dark closet at
they
that point.
Immediately go home and download the entire album?
Oh, no. Absolutely not. There'll be none of that. All right, so there it is. I think the controversy, at least for this particular film, may be a bit overblown. If somebody comes up,
well,
and
it's
they,
Charles Payne from Fox, so yes, it's going to be overblown.
Oh, stop. If somebody comes up and says, wait a minute, what about this scene where they took a Christian and drew and quartered them and sacrificed
some
them
the
to
Lego
the burning
characters
goat?
Had religion?
You know what? I'd have to stop and think about it. I went into it expecting a kid's movie. I didn't analyze it looking for secret political propaganda, although in other films it's blatant. All right, so there it is, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're coming right back. Your phone calls next, 715-845-2155.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. All right, so yesterday we had a bit of a conversation about whether or not Chris Christie was a viable presidential candidate. That conversation kind of drifted into the area of Hillary Clinton, whether or not she is a viable presidential candidate. And interestingly enough, we weren't the only people that had that conversation yesterday. Remember Crystal Ball from MSNBC? Crystal Ball, we talked about her some time ago. She was the brilliant economic advisor or brilliant economic strategist that came up with the idea that the government should end all of their other welfare programs, all of them, and give every adult in the United States that is not incarcerated a government stipend. Everybody that is not incarcerated, that is an adult, gets a government stipend for life. And her genius was that that would end poverty in the nation here. And that was clearly an indication that she's got no clue when reality starts and when fantasy begins. So, Crystal Ball, I thought, where's she? Well, she decided that she also would make a comment about Hillary Clinton's viability as a presidential candidate. And she said in her conversation, which I'm not going to bore you with the mundane and irrational things that she said, but it boiled down to this. Hillary, you shouldn't run for president because you have too many ties, too close of a relationship to those money-grubbing pigs on Wall Street. That is her logic. Okay. Now, the question I have is she going to apply that to all of the politicians? Because name me one politician at this time that doesn't have some kind of connection to a business, a PAC, an interest group, et cetera, et cetera.
There's no question.
That's how the game is done.
Barack Obama gets a lot of grief from the people on the left because of his support and his inability or lack of conviction for going after and enforcing some of the new laws that are being passed to restrict some of the BS that happened on Wall Street.
Yeah, and I appreciate your honesty because it's not that he can't. It's his lack of conviction of walking away from it. He could.
Because he's getting the checks. He's getting the campaign checks and the support from Goldman Sachs and from some of these other big companies that, you know, would be affected by the new laws. And I've heard this argument before about Hillary Clinton that many on the left view her as, I don't know if wishy-washy is the right word when it comes to government regulation of, well, you know, the malfeasance on Wall Street, but she wouldn't go after them as aggressively as some others would.
Oh, absolutely not. The character of the Clintons is very well established. If you want to find out how she would handle a financial scandal, wander back in time and take a look at what happened with her and the Whitewater issue. And then you've got your answer.
That being said, she would go after them more rigorously than anybody on the right.
Oh, please.
There's no question about that. Because
well, in your mind.
They will,
I understand that. In your
mind. They will fight regulation of Wall Street to the ends of the earth.
That is your perception of reality, and that's fine. You live there.
To ignore that would be
live there all you like, and enjoy what the air smells like over there in that fantasy world.
Right.
But again, what I have always said is I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I am an individual that wants the right person in the right job at the right time, somebody that actually has some moral convictions and would do the right thing for the country.
Have you come up with that person yet in your mind for 2016?
Well, you know, we keep going back to this whole benevolent dictator thing for me for a 10-year term. Right now, I'm the best thing that I've got in my mind right now.
You?
Yeah, benevolent dictator.
No, I'm talking about a legitimate...
Yeah, I am too. Benevolent dictator.
A legitimate conservative presidential candidate that can win and B... won't change his stripes once he's in office.
Once
he gets the Book of Secrets and all of that stuff.
The honest answer to your question is no, I don't have an answer for you. I don't have a. I'm not throwing my hat.
You're not like the
behind
New Jersey
anybody.
Newspaper that endorsed Chris Christie early.
Now let me say one thing here about the whole Hillary Clinton issue. If you want to go after Hillary Clinton, I think there are enough scandalous, inappropriate behaviors and enough things to in her political closet to go after her and attack her on her record, her stance, etc., as a politician. And if the libertarians and if the GOP are going to, if she becomes a presidential candidate, then that's where you need to attack her. Jesse Jackson came out and said if she runs, she's going to win. Jesse's got it all figured out. So
I think if she runs, she wins too.
I don't know.
But you know that the attacks from the right will not just be of a political nature. They will be the hair and the pantsuits and the sexual identity and all of the other stuff that goes with
it. You just hit on it right there. And this is where I'm giving advice to the GOP. Stay away from Hillary's relationship with Uma, what's her last Weiner? She's Anthony Weiner's so-called wife.
Yeah, but she's not using that last name.
I don't care.
I don't think they're married anymore.
Yeah, well, I don't care if they're married. If they ever were married, whether or not he was her beard, I don't know. But it is a thinly veiled situation that Huma, whatever her name is, the estranged.
Now you sound like Limbaugh when he just decides when he doesn't know somebody's name, just butchers it as much as he possibly can.
Because I mean, if I throw out as many pronunciations as possible, I'll hit the right one eventually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our environment, our social environment right now is such, and I don't know that it'll ever change. Our social environment right now is such that if the GOP, and this is mostly aimed at the GOP, if you think you're going to make headway by attacking this alleged lesbian relationship with Anthony Weiner's estranged wife, you are going to shoot yourself in the foot. If you think for a moment that being bisexual or a lesbian is going to hurt her in running for office, you're nuts. In today's politically correct environment, those on the left, those that are very liberal in their thinking for social issues, are going to rally around her and see this as a beacon of strength, as courage. If she were to actually come out and say, well, you know what? This is exactly the situation. Nobody in their right mind would go after her and use that as the focal point of attacking her for the presidency.
Well, there will be some.
There will be some, and they will absolutely shoot themselves in the foot. I am just saying right now, if there is a political strategist out there that is thinking, all right, Hillary's coming up in 2016, well, we got Benghazi, we got Whitewater, we got this, we got that, we got all these interesting... Oh, let's go after her relationship with this woman. No, you don't. It will backfire. I'm not saying that it isn't appropriate to bring it up, because for those of us that are more socially conservative, I go along with that this needs to be an issue, that it should be discussed. But is it the right strategy to take to go after? Nope. 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 You will shoot yourself in the foot. And I got news for you. I think there's some of them that are positioning, hoping that that's exactly what happens. So there it is, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. If you'd like, you know what? Let's take this phone call before we go to break. Gordon's been holding on. Gordon, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, man.
I just think it's appalling to even consider Hillary Clinton for president. She's got the blood of four dead Americans in Benghazi on her hands. And, you know, and furthermore, you know, maybe Obama, since he's the imperial king, he'll just appoint her president, you know. But
by executive order?
By executive order. How this is just surreal. Hillary Clinton for president, it's unbelievable.
All right, let me ask you this.
Inconceivable.
I do not think this word means what you think it means. Let me ask you this. Who would be a worse president? Obama for another 4 years or Hillary Clinton?
Oh, for crying out loud. What?
Yeah.
Obama definitely would be worse. There's no question about it.
Since he can't be another president for another term, what will happen is Hillary will win, and then we'll appoint Barack Obama to the Supreme Court. Just to make your heads explode. They'll do it on purpose.
Wow.
Tom, you must be related to him because your last name's King. Because, I mean, for crying out loud, he made himself a king.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't.
With fewer executive orders than any president in recent memory. Yeah,
no, that's not true.
He's made himself a king.
No, no, Tom, your numbers are inaccurate. The numbers of executive orders are not less than any other president. You are inaccurate in that, and you better do your research.
You got to go back to, I think, Franklin Roosevelt one that had more.
No, sir, that is not correct. That is absolutely not correct. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Gordon, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being a part of the show. More calls if you like when we get back. 715-845-2155.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.